published in the Tefresh and Aleph. So we did Sibches, but we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah on Sibches. So only Sibchot Lamed Zayin. So he doesn't know in B'shoshim of Orei, he feel a note to Shlo B'shah Sahalo, Menelo Chol Aruches. Even not during Halal, you have to do the new in all directions. Even though you're going to redo it again, we do some of the Nuim. So part of the Nuim are done during the words Hodul Hashem Kitoiv, and part of the words are done during Kilo Lam Chastoiv. Behind Bon Hashem, you do the Nuim by Yon Hashem. You don't shake the ulu while you're saying Hashem's name. You're supposed to be focusing on Hashem's name. Because each word gets one nanua. There's four words. Hashem is one of them. So three words. Each one gets two nanua. You bring the bottom ulu next to your chest. Well, your Rabbi Hevi B'Shem Maril Shohaya Nisher Oymid B'Mkaymoy. Upon of the Mizrach, he would stay facing east the whole time. Rak Hofach Yodav Neged Haruchas. He would move his hands to east and then to south and then to west and then to north. And therefore, Rak there Neged Marav Heir Mesalulav Aksefa Mechurav. He would lift it up over his shoulder. You tilt the lulav in each direction. He stands still. Now you do see some people do that. They actually turn in all directions. The Rizal said you would turn in all directions.
Okay.
So you have the Shabura bringing the Maril that you don't, and the Rizal says that you do. So both Menhagim have strong support. Then the Shulchan Aruch says you do not Nanuim B'Hodul Hashem Pamachas. The Chseib, Ozra Nanu Atzehayuar, the which we darshan, Yiran Nanu, we're going to sing, Ritzalom Ba'atzehayuar, with the wood of the forest. And we do that, Chseib Asrei, Hodol Hashem, Kitoib, when the Pasuk of Hodol Hashem. So we understand that this act of singing with the Arba Minim is done when we say Hodol. And the next part is Imr Hoshienu, that's why Okemanim Gam Keman Hashem Hoshienu. So the Psukim talk about Hoidu and Imr Hoshienu, so we say Hoshah Noah, which is Hoshienu, that's what we do in the Noah. Pamachas. So now, I'm Beshez, which is Daito Keran, Shane in the name Elabahidu Larishan Shermim. I will loy Bahidu Shermim, I call Acher Shomer Ashliach, Yermino Yisrael, or Yermino Uchwigar. So the Mechaber Shita is that you say Hodol Hashem, the Chazan says Hodol Hashem, the Sibur answers Hodol Hashem, and they do Nanuim at that point in time. No more Nanuim. Not when they're responding to the other parts of the Psukim. Ramah Kosser from Nanaim, Mechol Hodol Shiyamru, Chazas Rosh, Mechinim in again. The Ramah says that we do Nanuim every time we say Hodol, so we say Hodol in response four times. So we do it all four times. Now that only applies to the kahal. They say Hodol Hashem four times. He only says about the first time. He's not responding, so he doesn't say it then. Then the Ramah says that he does it again by when he says Yerminah Yisrael. According to our minhag Ashkenazim, he's minhag b'hoidu, and by yarmen no Yisrael, I will be yarmru no beis Aaron, be yarmen no yirei Hashem, and loy minhag. Okay, why is that? Why hoidu and yarmru no, and not the other two? He's announced them, they should say Hodu. Okay, Menanea Imahem. So therefore, he's like denouncing them. So he's Menanea together, the same way they're Menanea by Hodu. He's Menanea when he announces the Hodu. Mashenkin, but Yermanoa, Shemadabra, Kla Yisrael, Yermanoa, Beis Aaron, Yermanoa, Yirei Hashem. He's not talking about the Tzibur. He's talking about that they will say, the Beis Aaron should say. But he's not talking to the Tzibur. So he's not included in the Nanuim what the Tzibur is doing. Okay, but call me the name of Pam Shem Oinim Haidu. Hare Arba Pam in Bahaidu. You're going to let me in there four times by Haidu. One Hashem Mashiach no Ashliach Tibur Vahamad call me Nanim Shtepam. That's two more by Ono Hashem Mashiach no. So Bahalu, I'm sorry, I skipped. Bahaidu Shabasoiv Kam Kana call Ashliach Tibur Nanim Shtepam. So you have a total of eight times. Right. That we do not, that the Tzibur do not know. And it's probably Yechidi. Enemene ala b'hoidu, shebetchilas ha'alo, u'basev ha'alo, the first time and the last two, all the way at the end. U'man Hashem Mashiach no. Okay. Im lo'evi yoloi ha'lulu, b'emsa ha'alo, ha'vi yoloi, mut l'baruch ala b'ayim, b'rakim, b'hanu b'ayim, mizra l'mizra. Person can interrupt his Halel between the prakim of Tilim and say bracha on the lulav. Okay. Tess, what are the norm? What do you do? And he knew who. The act of shaking it is shemerlich yodoy mikenegdoy v'hola. He moves his hand away from himself. Away from his body. And as he's moving the lulav away from himself, shakes his hand three times as he goes out. Shakes the lulav three times as he goes out. And three times as he's bringing it back to him. So what he does is that he does teref alulav umakaske sa'olim b'cholanua. So you sort of shake, give the lulav a shake that causes the leaves to rustle against each other. Achakach mata yodol tzad acher. Right, okay, and then he turns to the next direction. He does the same thing again. B'chein l'chol tzad me'arbet stodim all four directions umal mata and above, then up and then down. Hagos at the remo. The act of moving it away from you and bringing it back to you is the nanua. And therefore, so there's the Kodesh Shulchan Aruch. We know you do nanum three times. The Kodesh Shulchan Aruch, you did nanum three times. You went out one, two, three. That's when you back. So that's called you did nanum three times, because each set of a shake on the in and a shake on the out is called a time. Rav Ross says, no. The act of going in and out is the nanua. You have to do that three times. In and out, in and out, in and out. Kemal Chavevi shows problem b'chol ruach. Matan Rosh Alulu b'chol tzad shem enaneh negdo. You turn the top of the lulu towards that direction. Moshaneh l'mata, haifcha l'mata mikri darach adilos. The Beis Yosef says that the first shot over here is when you minanea downwards, you turn the lulav upside down. I look where you said you're not yours if you take it, not the way it grows. It's called derech de'losin. Ho masik said biyado derech de'losin. You're holding it, all of it facing the derech de'losin. And when you turn it down, that's called you. It's still called derech de'losin. However, we don't bend it downwards. The gross is not like that. The gross is you don't tilt it upside down. That's why most people nowadays don't, because of the gross. Okay, Mishnah verse of cut membeis. Melachim yadam and anei shom shalosh pamim b'haylocha. Ratzolomer b'haylocha oisa pam achas. He does one. I mean, ha'yolocha oisa pam achas. Going to Shulchan Aruch, you just go out once and back once. The shaking of the lulav as you go out, you go three times. As you come back, you do three times. That's the Shulchan Aruch, the remark. You give a little bit of a shake. People will shake it vigorously and violently to cause the potential of the lulav to break. That's incorrect. Halacha b'hivo comes remor most like this. Hago chelak al mechaber. The remor argues on the Shulchan Aruch. commission kasa l'kemei. You go in and out three. You go in and out three times. V'ha'ra kasa hi'atzim ananua. The halacha nabah counts as that ananua. Ein rutz olor m'shein tzarek ananua klal. Doesn't mean that you don't have to also shake it as you're moving it. Because of the halacha makaskis olim b'chol ananua. Okay. So he says that you do the kiskus.
That's roughly.
The rustling, yeah. As you're doing the nanua. Let's learn Mishal Yasin Anuim, but Beishikmer Halacha Bavo. Yasin Beish Halacha Bavo Gupo Bekiskus, Koshakasa Mikredi. So the way he understands is you go out, and as you're going out, you should be giving it a shake. As opposed to, you'll actually see there is a minute, some people have, they take it a little bit by themselves, they go 1, 2, 3 in very short movements, then they move it out, and they go 1, 2, 3, and they come back 1, 2, 3, and they do the 1, 2, 3 shaking when it's in position. So he's saying the Rambam is not like that. That you're supposed to do nanua, and you do the kiskusim of the olim during the nanua.
So you do 1 set of 3 out, 1 set of 3 back?
So it's not clear over here in the Mishnah Berurah that it gives you a number, because he said before you do 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we look at the Shaar Tzion and Nun Ches. We didn't do Nun Ches yet. Okay, he's going to explain it more. But if you look at the Nunches, they bear hetev hetiku dasataz binyan zed. The Hanum Shemitkila oisa alocha, boloin nua ad kenegdoi. You do it out. Vishom oisa gimel tenuas katana, sterech alocha vavo. You do like 3 back and forth movements. You move it without any shaking, just bring it back to your body. Then you do it by your body 3 times. That is how the Taz learns. That's how the Berhetev learns. So you do that 1 time, and then you do it back and forth twice without any shaking at all. But he's the whole Mishnah Berurah is going to bring in Sivkat Mem Zayin that the actual seder of the Nanuim, that he doesn't say like that. So that's not like what Rambam is saying to do. Let's finish off with the Mishnah Berurah over here. When you picked up originally, you picked it up in the right direction. Then afterwards, it doesn't have to remain in that direction. We don't turn it upside down. And they hold it as a problem. Going to the side, that's not called not directly lost. But upside down is wrong. You go down with the bottom facing down. Can you really eager? The Taz cost of Tavir says Shiloh, yes, you have candle. The Taz says you don't do it upside down. So yet you a call. In Hapri Yeshloch Hashem Oysa Day, Iker Sheng Zederk de Losoy, Kay Kosov Derek Chaim, Chayodim Shekeno Noch. So all of these things, you don't turn it upside down. That's our meaning, not to turn upside down.